The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, counter-terrorism police are now leading the investigation into the death of the former MP and Reform spokesperson Anne Widdecombe in light of new information and evidence. And joining us to discuss this further is Enda Brady, London-based TRT World presenter. Good evening to you, Enda. Enda, there's been a lot of developments in the Anne Widdecombe death. First of all, it was announced that she'd died, then it was murder, then it was not terrorism, and now we're hearing that perhaps it is. What do we know?
Well, this is a big development because initially, as you quite correctly point out, we were told this was not terror. This was very quick information that came out on Thursday that terrorism was not suspected. And then they made a second arrest. So initially, there was a 26-year-old local man in Devon arrested. He was promptly released from the investigation. No further investigation of him, and he is not part of the investigation. Then a 28-year-old man was arrested in the town of Rotherham, which is in South Yorkshire, nearly 300 miles away from the murder scene. And what appears to have happened is that since he was arrested, police have gone into that property in Rotherham. They will have been looking at his devices. They will have been looking at communication. They will have been scouring that property from top to bottom. And they've now said that the investigation is being led by counter-terrorism police. So it is quite an about turn.
And do we have any idea specifically why they are saying this, other than the speculation that indeed many of us are making about whatever they found on laptops or what have you?
They've said absolutely nothing. That is it, basically. They've just said that it is now being led by counter-terrorism police. So these are based in London. These would be elite officers. The murder investigation originally and initially instigated by Devon and Cornwall police, the two counties of the peninsula of England down there in Devon, where Anne Widdecombe was living in a tiny, tiny little village called Haytor, about 10 miles away from Newton Abbot. The murder investigation initially led by the local force that has now been taken over by counter-terrorism officers who will have moved down there very quickly from London.
And what is the reaction in the UK to this news that not only was Anne Widdecombe murdered, but potentially that there was a terror motive here? This is obviously in the wake of previous MPs having been murdered. On occasion, some of those have been associated with terror as well.
Complete shock, really. And I think it's very interesting, you know, as much as the police initially gave very little information, and Thursday morning when her death was reported, a lot of people assumed, given her age at 78, that it could have been heat related, it could have been a stroke, it could have been a heart attack. Initially, there was no information that she had been murdered, and everything changed about 4 o'clock Thursday afternoon when it was announced that the police would be giving a briefing and that they were looking at murder. So complete shock. But I think if I was to go back to Thursday afternoon, and out of all the tributes, Keir Starmer was very, very circumspect, and his choice of language on Thursday hinted at him knowing a lot more than everyone else. So it now transpires that, you know, she may have been murdered by someone with perhaps a political grudge. We simply don't know. But the police say they are not looking for anyone else in conjunction with the investigation. And that individual has now been rearrested on suspicion of the commission or preparation of acts of terror. So my question would be, what did they find when they got inside that property the other day in Rotherham and they started looking at laptops and computers and mobile phones?
Sure. And finally, Enda, in terms of how long he can be held without being charged, etc., what's due to happen next?
I think it'll be 36 hours from the point of the rearrest. So that gives detectives time to continue looking at the scene down in Devon and what will be a second scene now, the suspect's property in the town of Rotherham in South Yorkshire.
Enda Brady, London-based TRT World presenter, thank you very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.